News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. They're busy in Texas, filling sandbags to fight flooding and using chainsaws to clean it up. The damage is massive. 37 counties are disaster areas.
It was a raging river coming across from across the street, and it just ripping up asphalt.
He's in Dallas. Houston's had a lot of flooding, too, after up to 9 inches of rain. The Austin area was inundated as well. They had rain that led to flooding overnight and into this morning, and they had a lot of people that also needed to be rescued from the rising water. That's been the case in a lot of the state.
Where this morning there was major flooding, 12 people had to be rescued overnight. Some of the water from a creek starting to recede. That is the good news. Austin itself received some very serious flooding overnight and yesterday. Fortunately, the water there did recede. This morning, though, there are 4 people confirmed dead throughout the state.
Nick Spinetta with Fox 7 TV. 12 others are missing, swept away in a vacation home. One of hundreds destroyed in Wimberley. Authorities called a recovery now, not expecting to find survivors. Bloodshed inside a Walmart store in North Dakota. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso details an overnight shooting live.
Dave, police in Grand Forks, North Dakota responded to a shots fired call around 1 a.m. at the Walmart Supercenter. We're told that 2 people have died, several more injured, and that the shooter is among the dead. Well, there are also reports that the shooting involves a Grand Forks Air Force Base airman. The Grand Forks Walmart store is still on lockdown while police investigate. The cause of the shooting, Dave, isn't known yet.
Jeff, a New Mexico police officer shot in the line of duty last night after a car chase near Albuquerque has died in the hospital. The search is on for his killer.
We want to take that person out of the community and incarcerate them so that they're not a danger to anybody else.
That's Rio Rancho Police Captain Paul Rogers. In Iran, an American jailed for nearly a year. Washington Post reporter Jason Rezan is now on trial in secret, charged with espionage. President Obama has urged Iran to release him. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Come on down Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hillco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hillco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HillcoSupply.com.
Come on down Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HillcoSupply.com.
Keeping your children's minds stimulated and challenged through the summer can be a bit of a task, but not with Fungineering. Fungineering still has availability for camps for children ages 6 to 14 running every week all summer long. The camps will offer science, technology, and engineering by working with Legos, robotics, and the game Minecraft. Help your child get enthusiastic and interested in science and engineering in a way that will last. Come to an open house Wednesdays and Thursdays from 4:30 till 7 throughout the month of May, and check us out online at FungineeringCS.com.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to make staying well easier. A doctor who understands you're busy and makes expert care more convenient. A doctor who's close to home, yet part of a premier healthcare network. St. Joseph physicians are caring, responsive, connected, and convenient. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care, closer to home.
WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Storms last night left 2.3 inches of rain at the airport. Local flooding was widespread enough that the city of College Station asked residents not to drive unless necessary. A report around 5:30 of a high water rescue near Highways 21 and 47 was cleared after first responders determined the vehicle had already been empty. In the Brazos Valley, Brenham ISD officials have canceled classes for today and will resume tomorrow. Caldwell and Navasota ISD schools will have a delayed start. Harris County Flood Control has advised residents waking up for work and school this morning to not leave their homes. Fans at the Toyota Center for the Houston Rockets playoff game last night were advised to not leave because of the weather conditions. About 200 people remained in the arena as of 3:50 this morning. Evacuations are underway in Austin due to rising water that's threatening homes. Some houses in a neighborhood in eastern Travis County had flooded after the Deck Creek left its banks. The evacuations come after a long holiday weekend that saw severe weather that led to at least 4 deaths across the state. Blinn College trustees have asked administrators during their recent meeting about the City of Bryan's assistance in developing the school's new campus at FM 2818 and Leonard Road. Facilities Director Richard O'Malley says they're in contact with city officials, but no agreements have been reached. Bryan Mayor Jason Bienski on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says city utilities are already in the area.
Well, right now we're working with TxDOT on ingress and egress into the new campus. You know, we want to make sure that we have a development plan around the campus to make sure that development complements a junior college location there.
Bienski looks for development around the new campus to include retail stores. Property tax cuts are one step closer to being a reality for Texans. The Texas House has passed Senate legislation that would do just that.
The House originally endorsed slashing the state sales tax rate, but lost the argument in a House-Senate conference committee. The House did vote 136-1 to approve the Senate plan.
This bill takes the homestead exemption from $15,000 to $25,000.
House Ways and Means Committee Chair Dennis Bonin clearly not very enthusiastic about the tax compromise.
Their benefit is that their taxes in most districts around the state just won't go up as much as they would have, but they don't go down.
It would mean about $125 in homeowner savings. The cuts will need voter approval in November. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Wet weather moved yesterday's Memorial Day ceremony from the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in downtown Bryan to the VFW post on 2818 in West Bryan.
Let's make a promise to one another and to the ones we're honoring to never forget their sacrifice and to honor them every day by humbling ourselves as they did, never counting our deeds before those of others. That's what America is about. And America is the country they loved and the country they gave their lives for. And so I'd ask each of you to continue to serve them just as they served our country.
Representative Bill Flores of Bryan was the guest speaker. He highlighted the ability to sleep safe and secure at night as one of the many freedoms provided by the sacrifice of American servicemen and women. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 67 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Dr. Drew Johnson is with us. Doctor, type 2 diabetes, is it reversible?
Absolutely.
You got an educational seminar coming up. Would you tell us kind of an overview of that?
Well, at the seminar, the people that attend are going to learn what causes type 2 diabetes and what they can do to reverse it. Now, there's no doctor on the planet that can cure you from that, or they'd have done that already. But you can take the action steps necessary in order to reverse that. And at the seminar, we're going to talk about the flaws that are inherent in the system that's holding you hostage.
How much does it cost?
It's absolutely free.
You can't beat a price like that. Need to register ahead of time?
Sure do. You need to reserve your spot by calling 268-1162.
Tell me, what do you think that the listeners need to know right now as far as what will happen during the seminar?
They need to know that the path that they're on right now, the medical path where they take medication after medication, is only going to get worse, and that many of the medications that they're taking actually make the problem worse.
So if they'd like some more information about the seminar, what do they do?
They call 268-1162 and make a reservation. Hold their spot for the seminar.
Johnson Performance and Wellness.
When was the last time you made plans to improve your marketing efforts? Did you follow through? We are Frame by Frame, the Brazos Valley's premier film and video production company, and we can help. Whether it's for commercials, social media, trade shows, or any other presentation, having professionally produced visual media is essential for success in today's competitive business environment. Improve your image and message. Call Frame by Frame, film and video production at 979-690-6956 or visit fxfinc.com.
810 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
There may be a shower or a thunderstorm this morning somewhere in the listening area, and they could be strong, but as the day goes on, we'll break into some sunshine. Temperatures today, 85 to 90. Clouds move in tonight. There could be a stray shower or a thunderstorm. A little bit of fog may develop overnight, low 70 to 75. Intervals of clouds and sun tomorrow with the chance for a shower or storm, 85 to 90. Clouds and sun Thursday, the chance of a shower or thunderstorm, highs 85 to 90. I'm staff meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So now, how much rain did we get at the airport? Do we have a number?
2.3 was the official.
Hey, cool. What was that?
Stupid computer.
Oh, what's it? The computer did that itself?
No, stupid commercial, pre-roll.
Okay, 2.3 inches, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, and we're doing okay.
Three for the weekend, and I think we're over 25 for the year.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's our yearly average?
15.
That's what I thought.
We've gotten there. Leah's here. How's your rain count looking at your house?
Our gauge said 4.
Well, okay.
So, and my in-laws said it about 3 or so.
And you're in North County, kind of?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know where all the low places are at the shelter now, I guess,
we do.
Huh?
Actually, we're really fortunate, the shelter drains, is all pretty, it drains well. Now, we get some serious moving water in the driveways, but for the most part, the shelter drains. We have a low spot in the back we don't use. That's, mm-hmm. There's a pond back there and whatnot. So, you know, we don't really have a problem with it.
Yeah.
Knock on wood.
Well, and the critters are on hard surfaces, so
they
that's
are.
Not a problem.
They are, and, you know, staff made it in and out. We had the driveway redone. If anybody had been out to the driveway last year, it was something to be desired, but it's been redone and packed, so it's passable.
That's good. All right, so what do we got going on?
Well, you know, with all that, this bad weather, we usually, you know, this time of year start talking about, you know, hurricane season's going to start, emergency preparations.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with the weather that we've had going on, you might want to reevaluate your thought process on saying, okay, it's not just hurricanes, folks. It is flash flooding, etc., that, you know, there were areas they were immediately evacuating yesterday, obviously in Houston, and it can happen here as well, very mm-hmm. easily. So what are you going to do with your pet? Keep that in mind. You know, what are you going to do with yourself? You might need to think of that first.
Yeah.
And then we need to start thinking about our pet. Don't wait till the last minute to get your pet's prescriptions refilled, or yours for that matter, along with don't wait to run out on food. Mm-hmm. You know, especially this time of year, you know, best option, you know, half a bag, make sure you have another bag in waiting. I usually buy 2 bags.
Okay.
When I'm done with one, I'm already buying another
mm-hmm.
one
mm-hmm.
and just keep that cycling going through. And we look at stuff like that for the shelter as well, on what are we going to do if we have to evacuate the shelter, because we have had to do that years ago with the El Dorado chemical plant.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's something that definitely happens. Hurricane season officially starts June 1st, so that's just around the corner. And usually we don't see a lot of activity. Again, usually until later in the year, but this year's been so crazy. You got to keep.
Well, let me ask you about that, because again, two major metropolitan areas, Austin and Houston, they may need to be moving some animals. So, what kind of contingency plans do they have with surrounding shelters when it's,
you know,
water?
It depends on the shelters. Every shelter kind of makes up their own plan on where they're going to go. Obviously, we're going to move animals out of, if it's adoptable animals, they're moving to shelters that are in the safe zone, so to speak. You know, that's been probably a little harder to find this year because everybody's being affected. But getting those adoptable animals out and then making plans as well. We have plans for our shelter, you know, where are we going to go from there? And then the community as well. Obviously, our shelter is pretty full of just stray animals. Well, if we have to evacuate a subdivision here locally or a certain area from Houston. Maybe people are evacuated back, like, what was it now, 10 years ago, mm-hmm. Katrina, Rita. You know, those people from Houston were coming up this way. Where are they going to go? Where, what supplies do we have on hand? That is something that we constantly work on. It's an evolving plan because, okay, we have this area right now. We may not have it come when the disaster actually strikes. Mm-hmm. So we have to make our plans a little flexible and as far as where we're going to go and how we're going to set things up.
Mm-hmm. So what else we got going on?
Well, that's about it. We're just kind of going through with the, you know, stray animals. Obviously, lots of down fences and such because there was a lot of wind. So hopefully you haven't put your pet out yet. If not, mm-hmm. go home at lunchtime. Make sure your pet's still in the yard. If not, come by the shelters. We're at 5359 Leonard Road and the other one's at 2207 Finfeather. So check both shelters, check them regularly. You know, the animals are scared, disoriented. If your animal got out last night or yesterday, go ahead, put its bed outside, put maybe some clothing of yours outside that you haven't washed yet so they can smell, you know, reorient themselves with the scent, your scent.
Yeah.
I've heard people putting their cat's litter box outside. Then the cat's like, oh, that's where my stink's coming from. and then we can go ahead and get your animal back to you. Or maybe they get themselves back to you on their own. They just need a little bit of a point of reference to get back. So we do recommend you check the shelters every other day if your pet's missing and continue to check the shelters. We've had, you know, sometimes with this constant bad weather, it takes a couple of weeks for your animal to end up in the shelter. But keep checking. Don't give up hope. We've seen lots of animals reunited after actually extended periods of time away from home.
Yeah. What kind of thing do you need to win? If you want people to come by, you want them to call. What's the best
thing? You know, either one. First, you know, your animal gets out, you realize it today at lunchtime, you can't get by, call first thing so that we can list it in the lost and found report so that if someone else calls and says, I found this, we can go with that and say, yes, we had a lost report, and then that animal never has to come into the shelter. Now, your description of your pet and our description of your pet might be two completely different things.
Right.
And I can't even begin to tell you some descriptions of pets, and then they show me a picture of their photo. So that might be the first thing you do. Take a photo of your pet today.
Okay.
You don't have one?
Yeah.
Take one so that we can tell you, oh, we will call that a brown tabby with white.
Good idea.
You know, so many folks don't really know, honestly, what color their pet is or what maybe even breed it is. But color is vital, obviously. So we're going ahead and you'll get that picture done. Come by the shelter if you, you know, once you've listed that lost and found report, because our interpretation of your pet and your interpretation of your pet might be two completely different things. And we have so many that come in. It's really hard to say, okay, yeah, this animal was lost from this area, but you know, we don't know your pet. Is it really prone to traveling? Is it not? We're not sure. So, you know, another animal comes in, it could be up in the air. And then so many times in the communities, animals are assisted by humans where, oh, I found this dog. I'll take it to my house. I will find its owner. I'll put it in the backyard to let it go to the bathroom. Oh, look, I went back out and it escaped my yard. So it's now in an unknown area. Yeah. Maybe it's in a different subdivision, et cetera. And we're not clicking together on that match. So your best option is to come in as well. So kind of both. So that if we have something that remotely fits your pet, we'll give it that lost and found. We'll look through the lost and found book on someone who's called in. So we've got that. So if we can say, oh my gosh, yes, I just took a report for a bloodhound.
Makes things easier.
It does make things easier. Brazos Lost and Found Pets on Facebook is a great option for posting. It's basically a virtual bulletin board of animals here in Brazos County, Robertson County, Grimes County. You'll see animals posted from all of our surrounding counties as well.
What's the website again?
It's a Facebook page.
Facebook, okay.
Brazos Lost and Found Pets. It's on Facebook. And again, it's basically like a virtual bulletin board. And you can, you know, so if you found a pet, you maybe want to take some more information from the potential owner as far as they're saying, yes, that's my animal. Get some more information from them. Can they provide vet records? So you make sure you're giving the animal back. And that goes for whether you post it on a bulletin board at a gas station saying, hey, I found this. And someone calls you and says they found it. Well, do you have any vet records on that? And that's important for then the owner as well. Mm-hmm. Keep that records. Again, take those photos so that you can say, yes, that is my dog. We've had in the past people say, oh, yeah, that's my dog at the shelter. And we've, you know, due to some varying circumstances, we said, well, do you have any additional information? Mm-hmm. And they show us a picture of their pet they took in our building.
Okay.
That doesn't really count.
No,
so we appreciate that thought, but anyhow. So on our lost and found page, all the animals that are in their stray hold are on our lost and found page. I know they will be busy getting photos today because I'm sure it was plenty busy over the weekend. And then we were closed yesterday, so we're kind of a little bit behind on that. We'll get those photos up. And then there's also tips and tricks for if you have a lost pet or a found pet, and it goes either way. You know, you're reading the lost found section, that goes for if you found a pet as well. So check out the website, aggielandhumane.org, for all that information.
Very good. Thanks a bunch. Mm-hmm. That's Leah here on Tuesdays. And Burl's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, sir.
Wonderful. What's happening in your world?
We have a bunch of events coming up, including some deluxe and regular ribbon cuttings.
Mm-hmm.
We have a membership luncheon on Thursday at the Hilton, Read by Third, which is encouraging the children and their parents to make sure people are reading at the right level at third grade. It's from 11:30 to 1. Tickets are $25. Tables are $300. And we need your RSVP really quick.
Okay.
We have the Community Softball Classic coming up, a salute and tribute to our first responders. So this is a great time to come out and support our fire and police. It's Thursday, June 4th. Should the rain go away?
Yeah, it kind of dries out a little bit. Yeah, it'd be nice. Yeah.
Uri has invested in creating a new infield and got stuck in the middle.
Oh.
So trying to find some dry grass in the southern part of the United States is being very difficult. Uh-huh. So keep your fingers crossed for him. And that'll be at the new Cellucor Field, home of the Bombers, back-to-back champs.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are $9, include a meal for the first 650 and it's dollar beer night.
Hey,
so
hey.
A great time to come out for a community event. Business After Hours this month is for the Bridal Association of the Brazos Valley. It is going to be Thursday, June 18th at Traditions. So a fun venue for a business after hours. And it's also, you heard it here first, save the date. That's going to be the venue for our golf classic.
Oh, all right. There you are.
That will go fast. So if you got a team and you're interested, call the Chamber. We've got two deluxe ribbon cuttings coming up. Regency Garden Apartments, that's this Wednesday, March 27th, a brand new luxury condo townhouse complex, 2551 West Villa Maria Road in Bryan. They're also our legislative affairs sponsor.
Oh, okay.
So that really helps us with our D.C. and Austin trips. Karsten's RV Resort is having a deluxe ribbon cutting on Wednesday, June 3rd. They're at 6685 Elmo Whedon Road. That's an interesting place. I've driven by it a couple times. You can come out and check it out personally. And then we have a couple regular ribbon cuttings, College Station Modern Dentistry. That's this Thursday, the 28th, 915 William D. Fitch, Suite 300. And that's at 4:30. GM Financial Solutions is this Friday, May 29th, 4001 East 29th Street, which is the Chamber.
Oh, yeah.
So we're having that in our boardroom. Come on by. And then next Tuesday, Aggieland War Games, a new laser tag, fun place to be. That's Thursday, June 2nd, 4568 Gloria Drive in College Station at 4:30 p.m. And our Inner Circle Platinum Member Spotlight goes to HEB.
Got it. Here everything's better. Thank you, man. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, too.
Yep. Visit with the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays, too. That's a community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Orders for durable goods fell 0.5% in April, matching expectations. But orders minus transportation rose 0.5%. Orders for core capital goods, a proxy for business investment, climbed 1%, while shipments of core capital goods, a category used to help determine quarterly economic growth, increased 0.8% in April. Taco Bell and Pizza Hut say they're getting rid of artificial colors and flavors, making them the latest big food company scrambling to distance themselves from ingredients people might find unappetizing. Instead of black pepper flavor, for instance, Taco Bell will start using actual black pepper in its seasoned beef. The Mexican-style chain also says the artificial dye yellow number 6 will be removed from its nacho cheese. Blue number 1 will be removed from its avocado ranch dressing, and carmine, a bright pigment, will be removed from its red tortilla strips. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a slightly lower open. Last week, the Dow Industrials fell 40. That's your money now.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and fewer harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF. We create chemistry.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried one-hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-9510 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-9510. 800-600-9510.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
It's good for you and your pet. One of many reasons to call Chasing Tails Mobile Veterinary Service. Chasing Tails comes to you at home, where your pet is comfortable and stress-free. Plus, spending your time in waiting rooms is over. Chasing Tails Mobile Veterinary Service offers everything from vaccinations to hospice care to acupuncture, with visits starting as low as $50 for your dog or cat and only $25 for each additional animal. Your pet means the world to you, and Chasing Tails Mobile Veterinary Service knows it. Find them on Facebook or click chasingtailsvet.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Physical intimacy issues and ED for men are getting a lot of attention these days, and there are some fine products on the market that address this situation. But up until now, the only ones that really work are available only through a physician and on a prescription basis, at a very high cost. Restore MX from the Activate company is specifically formulated to help with ED and the natural slowing down that is often caused by age, high blood pressure, diabetes, and other normal physical conditions. Restore MX is made in an FDA-approved American pharmaceutical lab. In clinical trials, the vast majority of men reported greater frequency and a much higher stimulation. And Restore MX's low price ensures that men can take the supplement daily and be ready whenever the time is appropriate for intimacy. Restore MX from the Activate Company. Find out more at www.active8products.com. That's active and the number 8, products.com. Or call toll-free 800-465-4411.
Dom Bellissimo was hungry. He and some of his friends were out on the town for the evening and having a great time. But it was getting late, and time to go home. But first, food. All of the group was starving, or at least they thought they were anyway, and they tried several of the local eating establishments around town to get something to eat. But it was late, and most of them had closed for the evening or were closing, and the last thing they wanted was a group of hungry young fellows with just a little money to come in at the last minute and order some chips or some other non-profitable food. As a result, Dom and his buddies were having a hard time getting their gnawing stomachs satisfied. That's when Dom suggested that they go to his mother's place and get something to eat. As it happened, Dom's mother, Teresa, owned a tavern. Now, he knew that she wasn't going to be any more pleased than any other eatery to see this bunch hit the door at closing time, but it was his mother, and he figured he could sweet-talk her into fixing something. Faced with several hungry young men and nothing on hand but some scraps and leftovers, Teresa went to work to try to satisfy her son and his friends. She improvised with some things she had, some chicken scraps, but she knew it would be lacking in taste. So she threw in some spices and a few other things, and before long, it was cooking, but it was going to be hot. She had put too much spice in the mix. That would never do. So to cool the fiery concoction, she served it with some blue cheese and celery stalks to cool the tongue. The boys, they went crazy. They loved the food. They made such a fuss that it occurred to Teresa that she may really have something here, especially if it was served with some nice, cool beverages. You're ahead of me, aren't you? Yeah, you guessed it, folks. Buffalo wings were born, fixed for the first time by Teresa Bellissimo in the Anchor Bar for her hungry son, Dom, and his buddies. The new treat became a hit all over town and soon all over the state. And you know the rest. You can now find them in almost any menu in almost any restaurant in America. And although there's a lot of stories going around as to why a piece of chicken scrap is called buffalo wings, well, it's a little-known fact that one of the most popular foods served all over the country, first made by Teresa in the Anchor Bar in, where else? Of course, Buffalo, New York.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Did you know that the lack of roof maintenance is one of the leading reasons manufacturers deny roof claims? Even roofs with as little as 3 years of age need maintenance and may be required to validate manufacturer's warranties. That's why we offer the Overhead Care Club, our roof maintenance program. It comes with an annual 17-point roof inspection, roof debris removal, gutter cleaning, and much more. Call today and ask about our Overhead Care Club.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the spring with the Kubota L2501F 25-horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder, complete with a $300 factory rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $12,195 or 10% down and payments of only $162 per month. Normandy Tractor asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Normandy makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade-in could be your down payment. Normandy Tractor voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normandytractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Is high technology a job killer? It may be hard to believe in this age of exploding technology, but the talking heads over on CNBC the other day launched into a serious discussion of whether or not high tech is a future job killer. I had to do a double take on this one. Here's a bulletin to CNBC hosts. The assembly line age has been over since the 1960s. In fact, here's a short list of some current jobs that, because of tech, will quickly disappear before our eyes. Start with customer service reps. Artificial intelligence is killing these by thousands each day. Traditional journalists are being replaced by the multimedia journalist. They do it all. Gather it, write it, shoot video of it, and then stand in front of the camera and talk about it. In the next few years, robots will do many surgical procedures. In fact, a robot may soon replace anesthesiologists in operating rooms. But none of this is killing jobs. Someone has to write the software, maintain the system, and analyze the data. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Here's a real-life story from one of my listeners, Susanna.
My computer crashed and it was scary, but I realized we had Carbonite. It's been awesome seeing all the files magically come back to my new computer.
I don't know about magic, but Susanna sure knows why everyone should get Carbonite Online Backup. It's there when you need it. Carbonite offers secure, automatic cloud backup for digital photos, music, budgets, spreadsheets, every important computer file. Visit Carbonite.com and use promo code Kim to get 2 free bonus months with purchase.
Tired of paying too much for cable TV? All those channels that you never use. Now, there's the Commando Indoor Amplified HD Antenna. There's no reason to keep paying for expensive cable TV. You'll get your primetime TV shows and the news and sports you love for free. The Commando Indoor Amplified HD Antenna. 1080 high definition, over-the-air television signals. Find out more and get your Commando HD Antenna at GetKim.com. That's GetKim.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese, Exceptional Restorative and Cosmetic Dentistry, voted Texas Monthly's Texas Super Dentist 11 years in a row. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Storms that swept across the Brazos Valley prompted severe thunderstorm, flash flood, and tornado warnings. Almost 3.2 inches of rain have fallen locally since Saturday, and two-thirds of that fell last night. Staff meteorologist Steve Lavoie says the prospect for relief from the rain seems unlikely unless high pressure can take over.
If I see any relief in sight, we might be maybe towards the weekend. It looks like high pressure tries to nose in here, maybe for a couple days, give us a little brief reprieve, but overall, we're stuck in kind of the stormy, summer-like pattern.
But rain that has already fallen has delayed starts for some area schools. In Caldwell ISD, classes will start 2 hours late. Navasota will begin at 10. Brenham ISD has canceled classes for the day. They will resume tomorrow. The TxDOT Bryan District update of roadways lists closures at Highway 30 at Carter's Creek near Sam's Club Movie Theater and the Cinemark Movie Theaters, FM 1179 at Wixon Creek near Grasper Road, and FM 974 near the North Country Estates. Elsewhere, authorities are helping residents to evacuate their homes in a city near Austin after a creek broke its banks and flooded the area. A weekend of torrential rain and flooding has destroyed properties in the area, and 12 people are missing after their vacation home was swept down a rain-swollen river and slammed into a bridge. Harris County Flood Control has advised residents waking up for work and school this morning to not leave their homes. Fans at the Toyota Center for the Houston Rockets playoff game last night were advised not to leave because of weather conditions. About 200 people remained at the arena as of 3:50 this morning. The development of Blinn College's new campus in West Bryan will involve some level of participation by the city. Mayor Jason Bielski on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says that includes city staff assisting with the developing area surrounding the new campus at FM 2818 and Leonard Road.
Make sure that development complements a junior college location there, and so they have maybe some student housing, some retail opportunities, and maybe not put a senior citizens center or neighborhood or something right next to the students. So we're working with overall master plan with Blinn College. Currently, we haven't got into infrastructure improvements and expansions in the area. Most is already in place, so we'll have some conversations in the near future with Blinn about their needs.
Blinn's facilities director, Richard O'Malley, told the trustees at their last meeting about city participation.
We've talked to them. I don't know at what level, if any, that they're going to participate in that for our specific study. But yes, we've had discussions with them.
Bielski also says the city will be working with TxDOT about getting in and out of the new campus since it's at the intersection of two state highways. The Texas House is scheduled to vote today on whether to allow concealed handguns in public college classrooms and buildings. The measure sailed through the Republican-controlled Senate in March. Governor Greg Abbott has pledged to expand gun rights in his first session as the state's chief executive. And it's now up to Abbott to determine how visitors remember the Alamo. The Senate has unanimously passed a bill to preserve and restore the 18th-century shrine. The legislature has budgeted $30 million to fund those efforts. The bill mandates establishing a museum for artifacts. About $125 in tax savings could be coming as soon as this year for Texas homeowners. The Texas House has approved a Senate plan for property tax relief.
We are lessening the pain to a small extent.
Texas House Ways and Means Committee Chair Dennis Bonin rather lukewarm in his endorsement of the Senate plan for tax relief, which includes raising the homestead exemption from $15,000 to $25,000.
So we'll have to make the argument that your tax bill went up less than it would have gone up.
The State House had approved tax relief for all by cutting the state sales tax rate.
That sales tax cut is bleeding and having trouble in a ditch somewhere in Texas.
Raising the homestead exemption will need voter approval in November. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Moved from the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in downtown Bryan across town to the VFW post on 2818 because of inclement weather, a Memorial Day ceremony managed to maintain a stoic military atmosphere for those in attendance. After patriotic music from the Jane Long Orchestra, Representative Bill Flores of Bryan spoke about the importance of recognizing the pivotal moments in our lives.
On the surface, today may seem like a time to mourn, a time to weep, or even a time to hate. But, in fact, it's just the opposite. Today is a time to celebrate the lives of the men and women who sacrifice so that we can be able to enjoy the pursuit of happiness.
Flores then issued a challenge to the crowd.
The Americans we're honoring today, the moms, the dads, the brothers, the sisters, the husbands, the wives, and the friends, they all humbled themselves, and they all counted freedom as a fortress worth defending. That's something that we should all commit to as well.
You can hear his full speech online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:39 at 69 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese. More news today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant retained new you dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant retained new you dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant retained new you dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation, 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Baylor Scott & White Health offers health care built around you. Our five locations in Bryan College Station make it easy for you and your family to find health care that's close to home. Each of our clinics is backed by the Baylor Scott & White name and connects you to the expertise of our specialists at Scott & White Hospital in College Station. From our five clinic locations to our hours and services, that's health care designed for you and your family. Visit bswdocs.com to find a location near you.
It's 8:41, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Weather's brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com. Here we go.
Clouds this morning, maybe a stray shower or thunderstorm. Then we'll see some sunshine develop this afternoon. High temperatures 85 to 90. Tonight, clouds, patchy fog, maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm overnight, 70 to 75. Intervals of clouds and sun tomorrow with the chance for an afternoon thunderstorm, 85 to 90. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Some sun at times on Thursday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, 85 to 90. I'm staff meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's us. Here we are.
Yipper.
Let's call Ben. We haven't talked to Ben in a while. We had our day off. Yeah. Excuse me. Well, two of us worked.
Hey, I came back and worked.
You did. That's true. That's true.
Rushed back here.
Just at a different time. Well, you rushed back because
surfed a wave down Highway 21.
Yeah. Well, you came back because they told you better, because if you couldn't, you wouldn't be able to get back. So there.
Yeah, it had more to do with self-preservation than us.
But we appreciate that.
Well, and making sure I had a job. That's.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Mr. Downs' office.
Okay, let me see. I'm going to try this. Is this the new one?
It sounds new. Man in radio. It's not very loud.
It's not, is it?
Board member, no. Mr.
That's not?
No, this is past glory again.
Oh, well, okay,
this is, this is old time. This
all
is
right.
From far, far ago.
Well, okay, see, because we got rid of a lot of the drops that were on there to introduce you, so
yeah.
Now, I mean...
You make it sound like there's many to choose from. As far as I know, there were two.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, all right, we'll try this one.
Okay.
Yeah, see, that one doesn't even have anything on it.
Yeah, so. That's quiet.
Yeah.
That's
okay. Well, never mind.
Calm, relaxing
right.
Introduction.
I'm sure we'll have another one soon. So anyway, I called because, he was walking down the hall and he was in such a good mood when I talked to him earlier this morning.
I wasn't in a good mood, and why would that be?
I don't know. You got a chance to talk to me?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It was as if you had been saving up.
Oh, no.
I've been gone.
No.
You know, I was gone. I was gone 4 days in Washington, D.C. last week. And, and Friday, I don't even know why I bothered coming in.
I know.
But so I didn't get a chance. I didn't get a chance to come by and ask you how everything was going and what you thought that should be done about whatever it was that was going on.
Right.
And so I got a whole week's worth all at once.
Yeah, yeah, you
know?
You did. Well, actually, I did see you Friday. We were just talking about a little bump in the road, and then I left, and you went off and did your stuff. No, the reason I'm calling this morning, rather excited.
Oh, good.
Do you remember when, I don't know, some crazy woman thought that King Richard III was buried under a parking lot in London?
Yes.
And then we found out she was right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Philippa Langley. Philippa Langley is the person who was the inspiration behind the hunt for Richard III's remains, now on the trail of Henry I.
Oh, my.
One of the first rulers of... That was Bill the Conqueror's kid, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So one of the first rulers of England following the Norman conquest in the 11th century. She's part of a team seeking backing to search
Wait,
for the
I'm,
ruins
I'm
on Reading
here.
Abbey.
What, okay. What's his... Is this a woman or a guy you're talking
I don't know.
About?
Philippa Langley. I don't know what Philippa,
Philippa
is.
I believe it's a British...
Philippa. Got it.
It's
okay.
A female.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. It says here she is part of the
I
team.
I know, and that's what was throwing me off because I was hearing Philip.
Oh, yeah. No,
I,
Philippa.
I forgot.
Yeah.
We are an enunciation-free radio
You're
station.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. Seeking...
Wow, gloves are all
for
Wow! From the grassy knoll, a shot rang out.
I'm glad we both have things to do in different rooms today.
So are we.
Anyway, part of a team seeking backing to search for the ruins around...
Gosh, that's pretty damned old. That's like 1100
yeah,
is when he
that's
was
right.
coronated.
Yep. Well, Reading Abbey, which was founded 1121... All right, where he was buried after his death 14 years later, allegedly brought about by eating too many lampreys? Really? Some sort of, yeah, I know.
Lampreys?
It's a fish of some type, it says here.
That's okay. That'll kill you?
Blood-sucking fish.
Oh, no.
Yeah, lampreys
oh, blood-sucking
are like,
fish.
They're
huh?
like eels, if
okay.
I'm not mistaken.
Okay, now, like Richard, exact whereabouts, no, yeah, no kidding, they didn't leave a marker. So they're not exactly sure. Most of the area had been, the abbey had been ruined 400 years after that. So they got some splaining and digging to do. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I did a quick look here just
okay.
to see if there was anything amusing that I could add to this.
Uh-huh.
And there's nothing.
Okay, fine.
He
Thank
seemed
you.
To be a pretty serious guy and yeah. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
And Shakespeare didn't write anything about it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, nothing at all. I mean, there was no Battle of Bosworth Field or a calls for a horse or any of
well,
that
Well, now,
kind of
it
stuff,
says here Henry I had a checkered reputation.
Yeah, and it's about 600 paragraphs long here. So
oh, okay.
Someone.
Oh, here, I've got it. I've got it.
Someone with a Ph.D. wrote this Wikipedia
right.
entry.
The fourth son of William I, who conquered England in 1066, came to the throne in 1100 after his brother William II died in a suspicious hunting accident.
Are you amused that he married a woman named Matilda?
I like that.
I think that's great.
He waltzed with her, too.
Yeah.
Gaining
Henry
a
and Matilda
that's
and
right.
Jeffrey.
Gaining a reputation as a sometimes cruel leader. He was the first Norman king to learn to speak English and was later became very well educated.
Okay, so. This actually came up while I was in D.C.
What?
I got into a wordy discussion of, are you kidding? Sure, what? About who it
you
was.
You making
actually,
balloon animals.
Yeah, about who it was that tossed the Vikings out of Great Britain.
I would have more enjoyed discussing balloon animals, but,
yeah,
you know.
I know. Well, so would I.
Yeah.
But, you know. Don't ask me how it came up.
Yeah.
It was because you know I was chasing it down and you know and all this and then we both settled on my vote had been William the Conqueror, but right. he was correct. He had it was prior to that.
Huh.
What can I tell you?
Do you want to know that the first tow truck was a Cadillac?
No. You're kidding.
It really was. I saw the story yesterday. What
Where
happened
was it
is
buried?
A guy got his car stuck in the when he got off the roadbed. So he asked for help. This guy sent 8 men who dug for 8 hours before they were able to lift this car out. The guy who had sent these men said, "Ah, we can do better than that." So he took his car, personal car, Cadillac, cut the back of it off, put an A-frame and a winch on it. And thus became the first tow truck. And he built an empire throughout the Midwest over it.
I'll be darned.
Before we go to commercial, does anybody remember what our point was on Henry I here?
Oh, just that he was not important.
Oh.
No, he was. What I was saying
See,
is another.
Too. No, it was something about where he was buried,
right.
wasn't it?
That another right that not one but two monarchs may be under this parking lot in England, which would be pretty interesting.
Okay,
well, unusual.
Good.
Okay.
I was getting lost there for a moment. I'm sorry.
Never happens here.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call the Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to make staying well easier. A doctor who understands you're busy and makes expert care more convenient. A doctor who's close to home, yet part of a premier healthcare network. St. Joseph physicians are caring, responsive, connected, and convenient. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care, closer to home.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few, all with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Time and time again, we have incidences of decisions made in a vacuum. Bunch of people get into a room, close the door, thinks it's a brilliant idea, and then they come and roll it out, and everybody thinks, what were you thinking? New Coke, good example. Animal rights activists, PETA, have demanded that Britain, one of Britain's oldest pubs, change its name from Ye Olde Fighting Cocks to something else because they want to celebrate intelligent chickens.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Activists have called on the 8th century pub to change its name from Ye Olde Fighting Cocks to Ye Olde Clever Cocks to reflect today's compassion for animals.
If the response to that includes any more words than no, they have failed as an institution.
The pub, which is in the Guinness Book of Records as UK's oldest, has had its current name since 1872 due to its history of cockfighting, a sport which is banned outright in England and Wales in 1835. The open letter penned to the chief executive of the company that owns the pub basically comes from the project manager of PETA. Interestingly, in this article, they have to explain what PETA stands for and urges the pub to end their association with the banned sport. She said, "The name Ye Olde Fighting Cocks calls to mind the violence and gore of cockfighting, a hideous blood sport so cruel it's been outlawed in the UK."
It does not call that to mind. Not for me.
Anybody?
No, you look at that and go, cool, an old pub.
The first thing I thought of
was
really
just, old pub.
Yeah, a picture of a...
Yeah, so there. A man in Pendleton, and continuing with this, I don't want to be offended, a man in Pendleton, Oregon, is asking the city council to make passing gas illegal.
Oh, good luck.
Peter Walters made his request after the city of Pendleton updated its nuisance ordinances to ban the smell of marijuana. So even though recreational marijuana is legal in Oregon, the idea that someone should be able to complain about the smell is something that should make it illegal. Walters says the council needs to take, quote, the next logical step, and that is to regulate any smell which might be offensive.
Oh, my.
I see. He's coming from the sarcastic.
I think he is.
I think he's trying to say it's stupid they passed the other ordinance.
Yeah. Don't know where that will go, but still, I mean, you know, does the city secretary have to read that aloud for everybody to hear?
And are there Snickers?
I like Milky Way.
Hey, Meatball, what are you doing in my chair?
Mike, I'm taking over and selling more cars than you this month.
I smell a challenge, so let's make it interesting. Our pre-owned inventory is low, so I'm offering full Kelley Blue Book value on every trade, as well as the deepest discounts of the year on all of our 600 vehicles in stock.
I smell the snacks in your desk, but I'm game.
It's the Meatball versus Mike Springs Sales Challenge. Bring in your trade for full Kelley Blue Book value and choose Mike or Meatball to get your nice price. Call, come by, or click teamofnavasota.com today.
Challenge accepted.
When every step you take hurts.
Oh, my aching feet.
It's time to call Brazos Valley Foot Care. For over 30 years, the podiatrists at Brazos Valley Foot Care have been successfully treating foot and ankle problems. You'll receive the information needed to make the best choices about caring for your feet and ankles. Take the first step to relief. Visit Brazos Valley Foot Care in their new location, 3312 Longmire Drive in College Station, next to Liberty Dialysis. For more info, click BrazosValleyFootCare.com or call 776-6060.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spider line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spider, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spider F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spider F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spider, riding has evolved.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
About 4 minutes till, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. American drivers will log over a trillion miles this year on already chaotic roads. Factor in screaming kids, stressed out drivers, road construction, and you have a pretty volatile situation. In a recent poll, 54% of drivers said that they had been victims of a road rage incident. Now, does that mean somebody cutting you off? Does that mean somebody yelling and screaming? Somebody pulling a gun?
Yeah.
I mean,
who knows?
Any of those who... One in four men, one in five women have admitted to driving while angry. And who's the angriest age group of all?
Me!
No, it says here the 20-somethings.
Really?
Who not only are more aggressive, but least likely to wear a seatbelt and most likely to have received a ticket within the last 2 years. But see, isn't that just a continuation of the entitlement and the
meat
thing?
Yes, that's exactly where I was going to go with that.
Yeah, I do. I think
you
that's
cut
what it is.
Me off?
Yeah, how dare you do that to me? Right.
Mike's just more on entrance ramps.
Good. I'm sorry?
Mike's just entrance. Do the speed limit before you get on the
highway. Yeah, yeah. But look, it's an important text. I have to read the text. All right, here's another PETA story. A farmer in the Australian outback is slammed by PETA after one of his workers allegedly swore at his sheep.
What?
According to the report, PETA lodged a complaint against farmer Ken Turner after an employee was apparently filmed by an undercover operative using profanities in front of the animal.
Shut the front door.
I mean, really. While the complaint was submitted to the Australian Animal Protection Society, PETA's case unsurprisingly collapsed when it became clear that the footage hadn't broken any laws. And the farmer says his flock had not in any way complained. He said, I haven't heard one complaint from a sheep. They didn't even look offended when they were sworn at.
So you guys upset? Nah.
Yeah, got pretty thick wool.
Yeah.
Huh. They have nothing else to do. They're pretty busy over there, aren't they, at PETA? They've got to find somebody yelling.
Nobody else cares, so they're trying to come up with ways for us to talk about them.
Yeah, not a smart thing here. French police arrested a man who called in a false bomb alert to an airport to delay his girlfriend's flight. Okay, because she was in danger of missing it.
Ooh.
33-year-old called the airport in southwestern France on Thursday and told authorities that there was a bomb on the plane. Police immediately sealed off part of the airport to conduct searches. The man was arrested 20 miles away Under police questioning, he admitted calling the bomb alert and explained that he wanted to delay his girlfriend's flight because she was stuck in traffic. Okay.
Dum, 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 okay. Dum.
Of course, of course. Chris Haynes, pretty easy to spot as a suspicious person in the airport in Tallahassee. Just after 4 a.m., no plane scheduled to depart until 6, as he was sprinting down the hallway at the airport claiming he had a plane to catch. A security officer yelled at Mr. Haynes to stop. When he didn't, the officer tased him. Mr. Haynes, who did not have a plane ticket, provided a possible motive for the officer to arrest him. He said, "I always wanted to be tased."
On purpose?
Yeah. Just saying.
Okay.
Guy in Riverdale, Utah, allegedly hired another guy to kill his daughter's boyfriend. Scheme came to the attention of the police after he hired a hitman who failed to complete the task as agreed.
So he's a crappy hitman.
The men got into an argument, and they both called the police to come and settle it. So they arrested them both. We're back tomorrow at WTAW College Station, Brian. Stay dry.